If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Bill Curtis has written a book about his life reporting the news. It's called Whirlwind, and it is. So, Bill, you finally decided to do this, write a book, huh?
Finally, after all these years, there's a whirlwind getting me by the throat.
This is some book. I mean, it's more than 300 pages, and you tell all the stories in here.
60 years, 1966. I began in Chicago at WBBM and then carried through to the network and then back again with Walter Jacobson.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a little evolution we've witnessed.
Yeah, I am thrilled that you autographed your new book to me. You wrote to Bob Surratt, my favorite DJ always. You started out that way yourself, didn't you?
Little town, little radio station in Kansas. I sure did. I was not big time like you. You were the cat's meow. But it was a good place to learn, to make all the mistakes, you know, how to cue up a record. And while you were, you were strong.
What I've always wondered about you is this. You're plucked out of Kansas by CBS News after your tornado reports, your live reports in Topeka. You travel around the world covering Vietnam, the Chicago 7 trial, the Charles Manson murder trial, but you take a job anchoring local news here. Why didn't you say to CBS, no thanks, I don't want to be chained to an anchor desk?
Well, I did say to CBS, I will go back in 1984. I didn't know it was with Walter at the time, if you give me a contract to do 5 documentaries. So in the back of my head, I wanted to start a documentary company, which I did, Curtis Productions. We wound up producing 500 documentaries for cable and National Geographic and Discovery and all those places. And so that was my ulterior motive, I think. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you know, local television has its benefits. One, you see the people you're broadcasting to on the street as you're walking down the sidewalk. At the network, I never knew we were even on the air until I would get on the plane and fly back to Chicago on the weekends. So local news, you feel part of the community, too. You feel part that you're contributing to their lives, and they tell you that.
Yeah, I know. It's like you're on the network, and you're on like 300, 400 stations, but you don't feel like you're on one. I get that.
Exactly.
You wrote about the change from film to videotape when you first got to Channel 2, and that change started to happen in the late 70s. Channel 2 led the way, developing the minicam. I can still remember, as a reporter there, our slogan, Channel 2 News, were everywhere, and when we'd be out covering stories, people would say that to us. But the other big change you write about was how Chicago went from a 4 newspaper town, where the papers dictated what stories TV news would cover, to TV leading the way. How did that happen exactly?
Well, we had to earn it. First of all, in 1966, when I got here, we were on the back row of the press conferences in the mayor's office, and the newspapers all were on the reporters, you know, up front. Well, we would read the paper, find out what they were saying the news was, and then we would go out and film it. And that lasted 66, 70, and then 73. Bob Wessler and Van Gordon Sauter brought back from CBS News this new device that had been used in conventions, and it was the Minicam, digital broadcasting. But it was still, you know, 3 or 4 years before we were hauling cable. I'll give you one example from the camera to the truck. And so it was hard. We worked at it. But remember the L crash there at Lake and Wabash?
Oh, yeah.
You had cars hanging off. Well, it took us an hour to get into position because we had, I remember it well, we had to haul cable from Wacker all the way down to, you know, the first car that was hanging there. But then the company believed, hey, this is the future, so let's make it smaller. So they developed an RF transmitter so that you didn't have to haul the cable anymore. You could just broadcast from where you were. And then it was smaller in a sense, so you could put it on your shoulder, just like the folks did when they were shooting film. And the rest is history. Now we can broadcast from any place in the world,
yeah.
And do.
Yeah.
Being a fireman, I'm sorry. I'm in Saudi Arabia. I forget to say that, but.
Whirlwind is the book from Bill Curtis. We'll take a break and then talk about, among other things, Walter Jacobson. You remember him, don't you, Bill? The book is Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News, Bill Curtis. Bill, I'm looking at a picture here. This, I think, was my favorite Channel 2 ad, a picture of you and Walter in your
pretty
shirt.
But it's real.
Yeah, in your shirt sleeve. It's not pretty, but it's real. Exactly. You and Walter Jacobson became the best local anchor team in television news anywhere by any measure. Ratings, journalism, personality. It was an unlikely pairing, to be sure. Do you remember what you thought about it at first?
I said, hey, I was told I was going to be the only anchor, and Walter was going to be the Len O'Connor, you know, to fit in with his commentary. And whether they had this planned or just it was genius that came alive, they said, well, why don't you try doing it together? And so here we were. Fortunately, he had more interest on his perspective working from the inside than I did working from the outside as a correspondent from the West Coast, covering trials and all that. And over the year, it was like a forced marriage at first, but over the years, we became the best of friends. And I mean that. It's really unusual. Sat next to each other at the end of the day. It would be a good marriage because you don't see each other all day. And you have something to talk about.
Yeah. Did it work because you were complete opposites, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. We check in on each other now. You know, I'm 85. He's 4 years older. And we're both kind of move slowly to the bathroom when we get up in the morning, but talking to you, I feel young again.
Well, you write in the book, and this is surprising because, yeah, the world of TV news, high pressure, deadlines, you never had a quarrel, did you?
I can't remember a single argument, but I think we regarded each other, hey, you go your way, I'll go my way. Although, you know, he had a great Lexus, that's a car I drive, a Rolex, and I did too. Balandic was a Croatian, I'm half Croatian, so I had a hand in bringing that in, but, you know, Walter got the interview with John Wayne Gacy, mm-hmm. was another big story he had was the Tylenol case. So, you know, he was a real, well, we both were real news people. And mm-hmm. we decided if we're going to make it, we're going to have to break our own stories. Mm-hmm. And that's the turnaround that really caused television to begin its rise.
Right, yeah, enterprising stories from TV news. Yeah, you got Mayor Balandic in, famous interview where he said during that snowstorm, everything's fine, and it wasn't, and that cost him. Are you okay with people coming up to you and not asking about Walter or being a CBS News correspondent or filling in for Dan Rather or co-anchoring the morning news with Diane Sawyer, but wanting to hear about narrating the Will Ferrell Anchorman movies? Are you okay with that?
Oh, I am. I better be. It's fun. That's what it is. But that's what people, and that's one reason I wrote the memoir, if you will. I said, hey, I've done an awful lot of stories here. And 60 years before my 30 seconds narrating on The Anchorman. But I'm pleased that they enjoyed that, too. And then they learned a little more.
Did anyone say to you, Bill, you can't do that. You can't do the Anchorman movie. Think about your image as a serious newsman. Did anybody ever try to talk you out of it?
How about my wife? But, you know, we don't do movies. The news people, you know, would say, well, oh, you want to do a movie? Okay, you read somebody else's script. Be a reporter, read your own. But I started reading the script. Adam McKay, the now famous director, who went at Second City, and that's where he saw Walter and I. And it was so funny. And they lined up an audition that I was in Chicago, and then they were recording at Universal City, and they had, how about these names, Will Ferrell, Judd Apatow, Adam McKay. And after every line, I laughed. And they laughed. And they were so happy because, you know, after you write something that is funny, it's not funny anymore on the second time around. So that gave them a little push that this was their first movie. So I was a little nervous. I didn't, you know, hey, I don't want to be with a... I don't want to do the only movie I've ever done and have it be a bomb. But who knew?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think doing that just makes you more real. You know, nobody's serious all the time. It kind of humanizes you. No one cares that you did that. You know, not anymore, anyway. Maybe years ago it would have been an issue.
Until I say, there was a time. A time before cable, when only men read the news. And in San Diego, that man was Bob Surratt.
No, it was Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy. Oh, that's right.
See, this just makes you more credible. Well, it's a very interesting read. Whirlwind, Bill Curtis, My Life Reporting the News. And I have to add that every good thing I learned about TV news came from the best journalism school ever, working at Channel 2 News in the early 80s and sitting in that newsroom watching Bill and Walter do it.
Anchor desk right in the middle of the newsroom.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Not pretty.
I love you, Bob.
Same to you, Bill. Thanks. And okay. Hope to catch up with you in person very soon.
Let's do.